Life happens fast. Be financially ready. Call Mesiro, 877-MESIROW. It's a Mesiro Monday here on WGN. John Hanson with Greg Lunsford, one of the OG Mesiro people, to come on in the studio. Greg, it's good to see you again,
my friend. Good to see you, John, and Happy New Year.
You too. You are a wealth advisor over at Mesiro. Oh, I know you're not. You're a managing director. I don't want to shortchange you, my friend.
They are both correct.
Yes. Okay. There we go. But that's a good title. And you and I have talked so much. I call you like Dr. Retirement. You seem to have worked out of so many different angles. And I also like how you really focus on relationships as it pertains to your wealth and what you want to do with it.
This part, I hope you air after Valentine's Day,
yeah, well,
right?
Meridian, make a note of that. That'll be afterwards. Okay, it will be.
We don't want to ruin dinner.
Yeah, right. So,
you know what? Now that I think about it, my wife and I only got into one fight.
In your lives?
One real bad fight in 28 years of marriage. It was at Valentine's Day dinner.
Really?
Yes.
Was it about finances or no?
Yes.
Really?
Now that I think about it, I think
Why did you bring work home like that, Greg?
I think it was our first Valentine's Day, and it was kind of stupid when I think about it, because it was like, hypothetically, what if this happened? So it wasn't even an issue. We just were going through these hypotheticals, and so
that'll get you in trouble.
So if anybody has bad outcome, one, we tried to do this After Valentine's Day dinner, right. And two, you're not alone.
Yes, do it with the advisor. Exactly. Do it with the Mesiro folks. So when you look at financial infidelity, I mean, I'm thinking of like you're gambling on the side as like an easy one. You're spending money that you shouldn't have. But I think you're going to go a little deeper than that, right?
Well, 50% of people keep a financial secret from their partner.
Okay.
Now, that doesn't mean it has to be a horrible secret.
Wait, 50%?
50%.
So it's either you or your spouse.
It's either you or your spouse.
Someone's keeping a secret.
It could be both of you, but yeah. A lot of people keep a financial secret, and all financial secrets aren't horrible, mm-hmm. Okay? But first of all, financial infidelity is defined as hiding information or being dishonest about your financial position.
Okay.
With your partner.
So that could not just be I've spent money gambling, but it could be I've told you we have X amount in a 401k and we don't.
That's exactly right.
Right. Or I've told you, don't worry about that, we're set. And you didn't look under the hood and really check.
I'm from a wealthy family and we'll get an inheritance one day and it's not coming.
People lie about that?
People lie about...
Is that something you lied about like on the first date and now it's coming to bite you because you can't be honest years later? Who knows why you lie?
Who knows? But let's go through some top reasons why people commit financial infidelity. You named one of them. Addiction.
Okay.
All right. I have an addiction. Is gambling or something else.
Shopping.
I don't want you to know about it. So, and a lot of times you cover it up, but we all know that at some point in time, these things rack up a lot of debt.
Oh, yeah.
And it comes to a head, right? Mm-hmm. So I think of a situation where I worked with someone at a different institution once upon a time that developed a gambling addiction, right? And before you know it, this guy, you know, and quite frankly, it was kind of concerning to me because we were neighbors. And so I started to notice like the grass wasn't getting cut.
Yeah.
And he was more frequently late for work. And, you know, then all of a sudden the wife was gone. And then when we got to it, thank goodness he had a pension because he couldn't spend that. But
yeah, right.
He had a really bad gambling addiction.
It's serious.
And functioned normally,
you would never know.
And if I don't think I would have ever figured out if we hadn't been neighbors and I saw how unkept, you know, his house was and that his wife was leaving because at work he seemed like the same old guy. But a lot of people will hide their addictions and it's very hard for even their closest companion being their partner to know.
Well, correct. Yeah, there's a lot of shame that comes with it, whether it's gambling or even like drug or alcohol addictions are costly, mm-hmm. not only financially, but mentally, emotionally, and sometimes you have no idea. And, you know, it's easy to be like, oh, those gamblers, how silly. But no, it's an addiction. It truly is. And they need help however they can. Okay, that's number one.
That's one.
How long is the list, by the way, just so I know?
I'll give you a few and you can tell me when to stop. when it starts getting too heavy and you start crying, that's when we'll stop, okay?
Boy, I like where this is going. What's number two for you?
Revenge.
Oh, man. What do you mean?
you spent money and didn't tell me, so I'm going to go spend money and I'll tell you. So it was an interesting study, and I think I may have mentioned on a previous show, it was done by researchers at the University of Notre Dame, and I forget what the other university was, but what they basically did is they started to track purchases, and they looked at the difference with couples that had their own credit cards versus those that shared credit cards and deposit accounts. And what they noticed is that they were, in the cases where they shared, there was a significant drop in frivolous purchases.
Splurges,
right? Because you had an accountability partner, right? And sometimes people like that relationship to be that way because we collectively keep each other out of trouble and on plan.
And you can see what the other person's doing.
Right. And then sometimes you have a break in the promise there and so, oh, okay, well, if you're gonna go, you know, spend $80 on whatever it is, then I'm gonna go beat you up. I'm gonna go 100. Exactly right.
I'm going golfing at the nice course this weekend.
That's exactly right. And before you know it, the revenge starts to create this financial negative snowball. And you're in a worse situation than you ever planned.
Interesting. Now, it doesn't work for everyone to have the same account, and that I know why some people like separate, or maybe it's a combo where they have separate, where, hey, that's my money, I do whatever I want with it.
Yours, mine, and ours.
Right.
Correct.
We have a credit card we each have this credit card under the same account, and we can both log in and see exactly everything. Now, I wonder if he checks mine. Now I'm curious, because I don't really check what he's spending on. But I do see that number. I see the overall number, and we're pretty good, but I just mean, you're right. I think there is some accountability, at least if someone sees it. That doesn't work for everyone, just saying that can work for some people.
You don't have to be a micromanager, right? I'm not suggesting that you lord over your partner and drive each other crazy, but, you know, have a semi-annual check-in or annual check-in just to make sure that whatever saving strategy, whatever investment strategy that you have, that you're not wasting dollars that you plan to go to that area, right? That you're just doing a constant check-in to see where you are.
One day I did ask Enrique, I was like, what was $240 at Target? And maybe I had a tone in my voice that I shouldn't have had, Greg. And he opened up the drawer and showed me 6 bottles of formula. He's like, that's what cost $240. Feeding our son.
Well, yeah.
And I'm like, well, I didn't know you were going to buy 6 bottles. Okay, yeah. So point taken. Absolutely there. All right, so that's revenge. What else you got for me? Give me a third one.
Societal pressure.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're keeping up with the Joneses.
We're keeping up with the Joneses. And I didn't tell you that, you know, I went out with my friends and, you know, we were at a cigar bar. And I know that, you know, I wasn't supposed to buy the bottle, but I bought the bottle.
I bought
a round for everyone because I got to look like I'm a big guy just because everybody else is a big guy, right?
$40 a shot. Sorry, but that's exactly right. I've done that. I played that game.
We went to the spa, and, you know, I was just going to get a manicure, but, you know,
everybody else was getting the petty
and, you know, the loofah and everything else. So I didn't want to look bad.
Iridian is nodding. I'm not even looking at her, but I bet she is. Yep, she is. But no, that happens. I think that is actually the most relatable one of all. Keeping up with the Joneses. I think back in the day that used to be like if you see the neighbor buy this, you buy this. No, I think it's collective experiences. I see this a lot in bachelorette and bachelor party groups where, you know, boy, God, I went through like so many weddings where I was in these weddings and I was in radio, as I still am. So that means no money. And especially when I was just getting started. And these trips that people go on and all that, but you feel so left out if you don't do it that you bend your finances more than you should.
Right.
I don't know what the solution to that is. I think it's maybe all of us when we're the one hosting, maybe before the ones in the position where money is free flowing and you're doing fine, maybe not making people succumb to pressure or feel that pressure.
Right. Well, and then also there's nothing wrong with admitting your limitations.
Yeah, I agree.
Just saying, you know what? We don't spend money that way.
Yeah. Hey, we got a new kid. Nothing I can do. Sorry. We're saving enough for X, Y, or Z. You can lie about it if you want.
Just say, hey, those aren't our values.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good way to put that.
Right. Right. I'm happy. I want you to have a good time, but those aren't my values, and I'm not going to engage in that.
No, that makes sense.
Okay. Something else I value more than this experience.
Want to live well? Then you need to plan well. A Mesro advisor can help you create a financial plan that fits your life. Call Mesro at 877-MESIROW.